Good morning and welcome to those of you in our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in and hope that you will listen for the duration of this program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that is said on this program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you would like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given to you by the announcer. We've been doing a series of studies on why we believe, or as the case might be, why we do not believe. In our study this morning, let's look at the subject of why we believe hell is real and it is eternal. I want to begin with a summary of what the Bible teaches on hell. In Revelation 20, verse 10, 14, and 15, and also in Revelation 21 and verse 8, it is described as a lake of fire. Jesus, in Matthew 13, verses 42 and 50, describes it as a furnace of fire. 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 through 9, says that it is a flaming fire. Jesus said in Matthew 3, verses 10 through 12, that it is a baptism of fire. Mark 9, verses 43 and 48, record Jesus saying that it is an unquenchable fire. It's also described in Revelation 21 and verse 8 as a brimstone. And there will be weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth in hell. Jesus said in Matthew 8, verse 12, and Matthew 13, verse 50. Jesus said, too, in Matthew 25, verse 41, that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. He described it in Matthew 8 and verse 12 and Matthew 25 verse 30 as outer darkness. And there will be that the wicked will be tormented forever and ever. We read that in Revelation 14 verses 10 and 11. The two questions that we must address about hell. One, is it real? And two, is it eternal? The first we must give answer because so many think that hell is not a real place. Some think that it's a myth. The second must be answered, for there are those who claim that hell is not eternal punishment. Rather, there is the doctrine of annihilation, which says that one will cease to exist at death. Thus, there is no eternal punishment in hell. Some say that one who is wicked may be punished for just a while and then cease to exist. But I want us to look at why we believe that hell is real. First of all, Jesus said that it's real. Jesus warned of the real possibility of being cast into hell in Mark 9 and verse 43 beginning, when he says, "If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed rather than having two hands to go to hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." Hell is not a fictitious story used to scare people into obedience or submission. It's not a condition, or neither is it a state of mind. It is a place that is real. In the story of the rich man and Lazarus that we have recorded in Luke chapter 16, the rich man died and went to Hades, that is, the realm of departed spirits, as we see in verse 23 of Luke 16. The torment that he received, that's mentioned there in verse 23, is a foretaste of the greater to come in hell that we find in the Greek was the word Gehenna. This was a real place, as verse 23 and verse 28 teaches. We find it in the judgment scene in Matthew 25 that Jesus gives. Here's what Jesus said in verse 41. "Then he also will say to those on the left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" So we see that the destiny of the wicked is the same as the devil and his angels. We know that angels that sin suffer now, and they await future judgment, as Peter tells us in 2 Peter 2 and verse 4, and also Jude in verse 6 of that book. That is real. The devil will be tormented day and night forever and ever, as Revelation 20 and verse 10 teaches. Friends, that is real. Another reason that we believe that hell is real is that it's placed on an equality with heaven. You know, when we go back to the judgment scene there in Matthew 25, Jesus said in verse 46, "And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Heaven and hell both are referenced to here in this verse. If one of them is real, then so is the other. If one is a myth, so is the other. If one is fictitious, then so is the other. But another reason that we believe that hell is real is that it is something to be feared. Jesus himself said in Matthew 10 and verse 28, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Hell is to be feared more than someone just simply taking your life. Thus, it must be real. Furthermore, it is something that lies beyond the grave. Why do we believe that hell is eternal? The question is, does the punishment of hell last forever and ever, or does the soul cease to exist? First of all, the same word describes heaven as eternal. Notice again the statement of Jesus in Matthew 25 and verse 46. "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The word everlasting that here describes punishment in hell, that's the same word as eternal that describes life in heaven. Hell is as eternal, and by that I mean it lasts as long as heaven. What we do with one, we must also understand about the other. Another reason why we believe that hell is eternal is that the fire of hell is eternal or everlasting. Again, Jesus warns in Matthew 18, verse 8, "If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life maimed or lame, rather than having 2 feet or 2 hands to be cast in to everlasting fire." We know that Sodom and Gomorrah were burned with fire, yet their punishment does not stop there. They will also suffer eternal fire, as Jude makes mention of in verse 7 of that book. The soul does not go out of existence forever, but the fire, the punishment, lasts forever. Eternal, everlasting. Another reason why we believe that hell is eternal is that torment is forever. You know, those who we sometimes refer to as the annihilationist teaches that the thing that is forever is the soul going out of existence. But that's to the contrary. Look what the scripture says. Revelation 14, verse 10 and 11. "The smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever." That same expression, forever and ever, is also found in Revelation 4 and verse 9, and there we learn that God lives forever and ever. So that means an endless future. The same is true when describing the torment, Revelation 14 and verse 11. It is an endless future. But also another reason that we believe that hell is eternal is that the fire is not quenched. And again, listening to what Jesus has to say, and several accounts of this that are given, Mark chapter 9, verses 43 and 44. We can also look at verse 46 and verse 48. And even back in the Old Testament, Isaiah in chapter 66 and verse 24. Here's the statement that Jesus makes. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed rather than having two hands to go to hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. So hell is eternal because the fire is not quenched. If hell was only for a short duration, then the fire would of necessity have to be quenched. But the fire is not quenched, therefore hell is not temporary. Hell is eternal. But another reason we believe that hell is eternal is that the blackness of darkness that is referred to is forever. Going to the book of Jude, we find in verses 12 and 13, these are spots in your feast, in your love feast, I'm sorry, while they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own chain, wandering stars, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. In fact, Peter describes some who are headed to their doom by saying in 2 Peter 2 and verse 17, these are wells without water, clouds carried by the tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. So these passages teach that the blackness of darkness lasts forever. And in this outer darkness, there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus makes mention of this in Matthew 8, verse 12, again in Matthew 22, verse 13, and also in Matthew 25 and verse 30. Friends, there is no annihilation as far as hell is concerned. This is suffering that lasts forever and ever. We see that our time is gone, and we appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you will tune in again tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.